Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. Security preparations are underway in Washington, D.C. ahead of the electoral vote count, 4 years since a mob of Trump supporters stormed the Capitol. President Biden, meanwhile, is set to visit New Orleans in the wake of last week's deadly truck attack on Bourbon Street. ABC's Trevor Ault has the latest on the FBI's investigation.
The FBI unveiling a detailed timeline of the New Year's attack in New Orleans.
We have a clearer picture today than we did even 2 days ago.
They say the suspect, 42-year-old Army veteran Shamsou Dinjabar, drove to Louisiana from Texas, arriving in the city around 10 p.m. New Year's Eve. Just after midnight at 12:15, investigators say he set a fire inside a house he rented in the city and headed for the French Quarter.
The Netflix movie Emilia Perez was the big winner at the Golden Globes, taking home 4 awards, including Best Musical or Comedy. The Brutalist won Best Drama. This is ABC News. Funeral ceremonies continue for the late President Jimmy Carter. ABC's Rena Roy reports from Atlanta.
Former President Jimmy Carter now lying in repose at the Carter Presidential Center in Atlanta. Hundreds lined the route on Saturday as his funeral procession traveled from Plains to Atlanta. On Tuesday, the former president will travel to Washington. There will be a service at the U.S. Capitol that afternoon. The late president will then lie in state in the Capitol Rotunda. On Thursday morning, dignitaries will gather at Washington's National Cathedral for Carter's state funeral. Carter will then return home to Plains, Georgia for a private family service. Rena Roy, ABC News, Atlanta.
New York City has enacted a new toll, the first of its kind in the country. Congestion pricing charges drivers $9 to drive into the busiest part of Manhattan. Advocates say it will cut down on traffic and bolster public transit. Detractors say it amounts to an unfair tax on out-of-state commuters. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources, just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family, because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network, it must be time for Max Inc. Radio. Original local music from the state of Wisconsin all night long. It's kind of an awkward show, so let's kick it off with the only way I know how to do it, with some Iron Plow. We fly divine. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
So proud.
On Civic Media, we are local music. That's Iron Plow and Rocket. We Fly Divine. Before that, a double dip to kick off the hour, every hour here on Max Inc. Radio. I'm Jimmy K. Terry Barr is in the
studio.
Hello. Good evening, Terry. How are you?
I am very well. Thank you. Hope you are as well.
I am. Happy 2025 to you.
Yeah.
Happy New Year to you, sir, Mr. Rob Roberts.
I know. Welcome to 2025. You know, it's the weirdest thing, too. I had to put my shorts in a box and just put them away.
You know what, though? He's got a Hawaiian shirt on, which I love.
I know. I got
to
do that.
No, you have to.
I have to, but
it's what you do.
It is so cold out there, Terry.
It is cold, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The shirt warms me up,
it
though.
Does, though, yeah.
Okay. I've always enjoyed Rob's Hawaiian shirts. I'm also a big fan of Hawaiian shirts.
Oh, man.
I need to wear more of them during this time of year.
Oh, yeah, you should, Jimmy.
It brings the sunshine out.
It does bring the sunshine out. You know, we started the evening off with a double dip of Iron Plow. Of course, our friend, our comrade, our good dude, Rocker, he is not here tonight. Mm-hmm. It's a crazy story what happened over the last week. If you haven't heard the news about Rocker, a week ago Thursday, right?
Yes.
Right after Christmas, there was the Max Inc. party at the Gamma Ray here in Madison. Iron Plow was playing their set on stage, and unfortunately, Rocker had a heart attack right in the middle of the set.
Crazy.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're going to talk with Rocker later on this evening, but there was a lot of people that came together to literally save his life.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing better. He's at home now. He's recovering. Obviously, he's going to have a long road ahead of us. A long road ahead of him to recover.
Mm-hmm. We're going to have a little long road without him, unfortunately, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we know he's going to be back, and it's going to be something to look forward to. Yeah. I have really enjoyed all the comments on Rocker's posts when he said,
the support
hey, I'm alive.
Amazing.
It's amazing.
I'm home.
It just goes on for pages.
It does.
It does. Absolutely.
And I talked to him this afternoon on the phone, and he is still blown away by all the love and the support. And he told me he wants to turn it around and do something in return. So he's going to tell us about that at 8:30 as well.
I know what you're talking about, and it's very exciting.
It is.
I think it's going to be a challenge, but I think it will be very rewarding in the long run if we can
absolutely
pull it off.
Absolutely.
I can't wait to find out what it is.
We'll tell you all about it.
Oh, yeah.
After 8:30. Rob, I asked you the other day, hey, man, we need someone to come bring on the show today. Maybe someone who could play a live song for us on the air. And
I came through.
You came through.
Yeah.
You're going to introduce us to Rihanna Marie.
Yeah, Rihanna is, it's great. My daughter ran into her when she was bartending. She was, my daughter was bartending, not Rihanna. She was performing. And she's like, Dad, this lady is amazing. You need to get her on Max Inc. Radio. So, hey, there you go.
And she is amazing. I've listened to a few of her songs off her latest EP. Super good. Super excited to meet Rihanna at 7:30 tonight. And Terry, there's a big festival happening next weekend here in Madison area. It's Michael Noam from Joey Song coming in at 6:30 tonight telling us about the Freezing Man Music Festival.
Yeah, and it's more than the weekend now. It started as just a one weekend, and I know what you meant when you said that. Now it's four nights.
Right.
No way.
It's four nights.
Oh.
That's
great.
And of course, it's a fundraiser for the Epilepsy Foundation and just trying to get education and awareness out there. But every night is stacked. The bands are incredible that now come in and offer their time and talent to be part of the show.
Do you think it'll be warmer? During, because it's so cold.
It is called Freezing Man.
I know.
Yeah, he did that on purpose.
I know.
It is January in Wisconsin, Rob.
It is, Rob. Sorry.
I don't know. I'm having a hard time this year.
The only thing we could do is just wear a Hawaiian shirt.
There, have a nice beverage. You guys. In fact, I will go get my own Hawaiian shirt. There, let's all wear that.
Yeah.
I think we should.
Maybe put Max Inc. Radio right over here. The uniform.
There you go.
I like it.
Michael Gnomel, he'll join us at 6:30. Tell us all about Freezy Man. Plus, yep. Terry Barr, you'll have some bar notes for us.
I do.
And we'll tell you what's happening next week, too, here on Max Inc. Radio. In the meantime, we would love to hear from you as well. What are you doing on this Saturday night? You checking out some local music? Let us know. 844-967-2789. Call or text us directly from the Civic Media app. That's actually the best way to do it. Let's play some Super Tanker. These guys were playing with Iron Plowed last Thursday. This is their song, Internet Declaration of Love. I love this song. Turn it up. Super Tanker on Max Inc. Radio.
newfound Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
We're running low on toothpaste. The shampoo bottle coughs. We're down to just one towel, so we take turns drying off. The soap is made of tiny pieces of neatly melted chunks. And they just turn the water off. So now we smell like skunks. We don't mind, we got a big bag of reefer. Small pack of papers. Twist up the formal with a skin from the ladder. Get high and stay there. Flash through the fresh air. Blast all of our cares away for a while. Just for a little while. The boombox eats up all the tapes. The record player scratches. The channels that our TV gets come only in brief snatches. We can't afford no magazines, no newspapers or books. Our paintings all sit on the floor, cause we don't have any hooks. It's alright, we got a big bag of reefer, small pack of papers. Twist up the formal with a skin from the ladder. Get high and stay there. Flash through the fresh air. Blast all the all cares away for a while. Just for a little while. There's nothing in the fridge to eat. Unless you're a moth. The stove, it don't work anyhow, so we just shrug it off. There's pizza boxes in the kitchen stacked up 10 feet tall. Even you scrape off the cardboard, you don't need it all. It goes good with a big bag of reefer, small pack of paper.
Electric Fried Band there, big old bag of reefer. You know who's drumming?
What?
Rob, who's drumming in that song, Rob?
Who?
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 Rocker.
Yeah.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me.
Jimmy has a plan.
I did not know that. Thank you, guys.
I love that song.
I do, too.
That's like one of my favorite songs out of Rocker's Closet when we pull up the old stuff here.
Yeah. That was great.
Hey, Bradley Fish, he does a live streaming event every Sunday at 8 o'clock. You can check him out. The live stream at bradleyfish.com. And Bradley's great. He has all these interesting musical instruments, like guitar, string instruments that he pulls out. He hand makes them.
I was just going to ask you, does he have one like a cigar box kind of guitar? I bet he could make one if he doesn't.
I bet he could,
I think those are always super cool.
I'm sure he has one.
Mm-hmm.
Bradley. And if you need guitar lessons, too, Bradley is definitely the guy you want to check out, too.
Huh. Hey, I'm getting texts, by the way.
Oh, what do your texts say?
Kicking off the show with Iron Plow.
Right.
Love it. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. We're going to get a lot of texts and things tonight. Keep them coming. We love this.
844-967-2789. You could call, too. You can also call or text directly from the Civic Media app. Hey, MaxSync Radio, it's sponsored by our friends over at Ignite Glass and Gifts. They're locally hand-blowing glass, three locations in Madison. You can shop online, too, at igniteglassandgifts.com. Also, thanks to Tim Crone Photography, the e-camera captures more than just a picture. It grabs a moment, a memory, and a piece of art. Wedding bands, motorcycles, so much more. You can be Tim at timcronephotos.com. That's Tim Crone, K-R-O-N, photos. And also want to give a shout out to our friends at the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie. You want to stay for the food and also stick around for the live entertainment and, of course, the beer, 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. You can see the full menu and all the upcoming events at FullMileBeerCompany.com. If you go to Full Mile, make sure you join the Mug Club.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that is so worth it.
And just sit there and stare at their awesome back bar, because that back bar is really good. Terry, you got some bar notes coming up next hour. You want to tease what you got coming up?
You know, I can. It's another fundraiser. I know we're going to be talking shortly about Joey's song, which is very important and a huge fundraiser. This one is a little more on the smaller local level. A number of musicians now volunteering for 2 days. It started as a one-day thing. It's 2 days, and all the money raised is going to support the families from the shooting at the Madison School. So we'll have all the details, and I have a little bit of an interview that we can play with the woman in charge.
Oh, that'll be fantastic.
Yeah. And it's, again, always stepping forward. People are amazing.
Yes, they are. All right, that's coming up next hour. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, Michael Gnome, he's in studio. We're going to talk about Joey's song and the Freezing Man Music Festival. That's next on Max Inc. Radio.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Here at the Aaron Weber Group, we love to find hidden gems. Hidden gems that aren't known or haven't been on the market for decades, and there's excitement around it. This new year, make your resolution about finding that perfect gem of a home.
Is he on the sponsor list? Weber Group, I need a new sponsor list.
After all, even the word resolution has solution in it, and we're driven to find the perfect solution for you. Don't assume others can do it, and I'm pretty sure you know how that word breaks down. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, at movetomadison.com.
Come to the Lazy Elf Lounge to cheer on the green and gold. Enjoy free Jello shots with every Green Bay touchdown. Stock up on $20 buckets of White Claw and High Noon, $15 assorted buckets of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products, plus $4 off wing baskets when you dine in. Come for all the fun on game days at the Lazy Elf Lounge, North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook and find the full menu at LazyElfLounge.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts. So we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You know, rule number one you do when you're producing a radio show, Rob?
Yes.
Is always turn your microphones off before going to break.
He didn't say anything bad. Yeah. Did we?
I hope not.
I don't think we did.
Mike's happy.
We're so nice all the time.
Original local music from Wisconsin, Maxinc Radio. Get the podcast right now if you're looking, if you're just tuning in, missed something, or you want to check out the older shows that we did in 2024. Whole bunch of great shows. Just head over to MaxIncRadio.com or the MaxInc Radio page at civicmedia.us, Terry.
Ah, this is going to be good.
Well, let's hope so.
Wow, Joey's song just around the corner. Yeah. In fact, I'm counting the days to see the Nielsen Trust next Thursday.
Yes.
Yeah. But you've got shows Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. This has grown hugely from what you were doing in the past, and that was even really big.
Yeah.
Michael Gommel, did I say it right for
Close enough.
With Joey's song is here to tell us all about it.
As long as you get the Joey song part right, that's all that matters.
That's easy to say.
Well, that's good. That's all I care about.
Great story behind it.
It does. Yeah, it is grown from first time we did it here in Madison at Pooley's on a stage that we put on a volleyball court, and Freedy and Robbie Folks and Sam Giannis played some songs.
They take shoes off on the volleyball court.
Exactly.
No, Hawaiian.
Yes.
So, it's grown to now with Grammy winners and Rock and Roll Hall of Famers. And
what was the first year?
Well, the very first year was 2011. We were down in Chicago. Before we thought we were going to be doing live shows, we started out doing CDs. And so we did a CD release party down at a sports bar in Chicago. And Freedy, again, you're going to hear that name a lot.
Yep.
And Michael McDermott and Ralph Covert came and played. And we had about 50 people. And that was the first one in 2011. But that was technically a CD release party. And I could turn this into a TED Talk about how nobody makes any money on CDs anymore, right?
Well, we do.
The artists so feel true. That, too.
I know. We've had artists come in and say, do you even want a CD?
Right.
I still do.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, and that's when we kind of, after a couple of years of spinning our wheels with the CDs, realized that live shows are where the music business has gone.
And just in case, because we have been promoting the heck out of you being here and the show, for those who don't know why this is so important, do you mind telling the story?
Sure.
Yeah.
So Joey's song is in memory of my son, Joe, who passed away in 2010, just shy of his fifth birthday. He suffered from a really heinous form of epilepsy called Dravet syndrome. And epilepsy is a spectrum disorder. So there's all sorts of kinds and all sorts of causes and all sorts of manifestations. But a lot of it is untreatable and uncurable. And so we decided as a family we needed to try to do something to, you know, let the next family know. That's what one of the things we say at Joey's Song a lot, help the next family. And somebody was in a doctor's office today getting a really crummy diagnosis, right? Mm. And they need to know that somebody's out there fighting for them. And so since that first show in 2011 and the first set of CDs, we raise money and hand it to the really smart people in lab coats that are going to find treatments and cures for this and stop people from suffering.
You have to believe they will.
Absolutely.
Right? Yeah.
What is it like emotionally for you? Year after year, I mean, obviously you lost your son because of this, but in a way you're turning his name and his legacy into something important.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I think back to when I first started this and people would ask me that. It never felt like a calling. You know, some people say it's a calling.
Yeah.
I feel more like it's an opportunity that I'd be negligent if I didn't take advantage of it, right? I had this opportunity from being in the Madison area in the 80s and working at Headliners and Church Key, and I ran it, you know, BV, and I ran around in the same circles,
guy.
And he and Duke and I and all that other stuff. And so when it started to morph into that, it now feels like, in a good way, like a job. And I mean that in a good way as opposed to a job.
Right, right.
And I feel like it's something that I have to do is too strong of a word, want to do, and I, like I said, I'd be negligent if I wasn't taking advantage of the opportunity. And now that we've got all these amazing, you know, literally international Grammy, the Bengals and Portugal the Man and Silver Sun Pickups and Nielsen Trust and, you know, just go down the list are all on board and helping. I feel like if I didn't do it, I'd feel bad.
Well, now everybody looks forward to it too. Yeah, and we were talking about when you moved it to Madison.
Yeah.
past the CD release shows. Yep. Then it was one night.
Yep.
What happened that you were like, oh boy, I can't just do one night anymore?
Well, and again, it involves that Vig fella, to be honest with you.
Well, isn't he just a stinker?
Yeah, in more ways than you would ever know.
No.
Yeah, we won't get into that.
I've hugged him. He smelled pretty good. Yeah, but I don't need to know anymore.
We'll leave it at that. So what it started out as was straight up sets. Artists like I mentioned, Freedy and Sam and all those people. And they would do 30, 35 minutes of their acoustic stuff. And we kind of grew that a little bit. We did a show at the Majestic. I'm not good at dates, so I'll say around 2013 or so, with the Know-It-All Boyfriends, and Chaser opened up the show.
Oh,
right? And it was the first one with the Know-It-All Boyfriends, and Butch was doing some press. And he had said, it was either to Doug Moe or Rob Thomas or somebody, he said, you know, you never know who's going to show up at a Know-It-All Boyfriend show, because he was just being P.T. Barnum.
Right.
Right. And my phone, and I didn't know he had done the interview, and my phone's going crazy because everybody's, was it Dave Grohl coming? You know, think about everybody that Butch has worked with.
Wow.
And I'm like, you're going to have to ask him, because if they are, I don't know anything about it. So long story shorter, after that show, we were sitting out at Jenna's, official bar of the Joey Song group.
Ooh, now we know you guys.
Official plug right there.
And Christy, you owe me. And I was telling him that story. I was saying, you know, you cost me about 2 hours of productivity the other day. And he kind of laughed and smiled. And since neither one of us are the sharpest tools in the shed, we kind of both stared at the floor for a second, looked at each other and said, you know, that's a really good idea. We should invite people to come, and the Know-It-All Boyfriend serve as a house band. And then it just kind of keeps growing and growing and growing to this monstrosity that it is today. Yeah. So
wow. And Freezing Man is what you call it now. Yeah. And of course, Rob and Jimmy Kay were both like, ooh, that sounds
so cool.
Yeah,
but you're
is.
Calling it that for a reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the idea is we would like it to grow into a festival type of thing. Right. So we haven't promoted very much because it's a different audience, but Joel Hodgson from Mystery Science Theater and Dana Gould from Hanging with Dr. Z are doing a thing at the High Noon on Friday as well. The idea is it's a comedy show to grow it into like an arts festival kind of week in Madison. And so we were trying to come up with other festivals that people know. And Burning Man is obviously the one. And if you're going to do something in Wisconsin in January, that you got to go Freezing Man.
Right.
So we toyed with snow. Ball and lots of other stuff, but Freezing Man just seemed to fit.
You're pretty creative.
Yeah, well, even, you know, clocks, broken clocks right twice a day.
If you go to the website, joeysong.org, I love the image that you have.
Our mascot, the Yeti.
Yeah, the mascot, the Yeti.
That's
awesome. Ooh. I love a good Yeti.
Yeah.
Can we get Yeti shirts?
Oh believe me, there will be merch
awesome.
All over the place.
Okay,
yes.
You also have, because we want to talk about the artists a little more, but one thing that I think is super cool is you're doing an auction.
Oh, yeah.
What is this all about, and what are you hoping from this?
Well, so we're very fortunate. If you look at the list of the people that are part of our group, if you want to call it that, the Joey Song artists, we touch just about every artist there is. We can't always get them to come in. But if you, again, think about Butch and everybody that he's ever worked with and go through the list, all the people the Bengals have ever played with, who's Rick Nielsen ever played with, right? You have all these people. And while we can't get them to necessarily come to Madison, it's very easy to get them to sign stuff.
Yeah.
And guitars are stuff people love to have on their wall. And signed guitars are one-of-a-kind kind of stuff because no two are alike. And so we're very fortunate. Sometimes we send them off this year. Jackson Brown, who we got connected through Wally Ingram, who is also a Know-It-All Boyfriend, and played with Jackson and David Lindley and Sheryl Crow, and we can go down the list of everybody that Wally's played with. And Jackson sent us a signed J45 Martin, which sells for $3,000 on
alone.
Its own.
Yeah,
and then he signed it,
and
he played it, and sent pictures of him playing. So we're just really fortunate. Artists are such giving people by nature.
Yes. Yeah.
And to give people this chance to get these one-of-a-kind items to put on their wall in their man cave or their she shed or wherever you want to put that stuff, it's great.
And some of the stuff up here, I'm looking at the auction site right now. Of course, a garbage signed poster. There's a Jordan Love jersey up for a bid.
Yep.
How about that?
There's a Shaquille O'Neal signed photo.
Yep.
That's cool.
That is pretty cool. There's a Milwaukee date night getaway.
Yep.
Ooh.
We got all sorts of stuff. Part of the feedback I got, Jimmy, from previous years is so much of it was man cave material. So that's why we've got like date night stuff and some other stuff as well. So.
Look at you listening to the people too, what the people want.
Yes, I'm a man of the people. Here.
Well, and then it does help.
It does. Well, and the other part of it too is the price points are a little bit lower. I mean, these guitars go for $5,000-$7,000, right? And not everybody wants to help, but has $5,000-$7,000. So some of these signed photos and that kind of stuff, we actually have on there a package that's a signed photo from President George H.W. Bush and the late Jimmy Carter, but who just passed away, their foundations had sent to us in when they were both still with us. So those are kind of, we're trying to diversify ways to get money out of people's wallets, to be blunt and honest with you.
Can I ask you, I know we've interviewed you a couple of times for this year's event.
Yep.
How much money have you raised so far? I think this number just blew me away.
Well, so before, not counting this year, 1.3 million.
Nice.
And crazy.
I know.
And our goal, I hope to be able to stand on stage Saturday night and say we're at $1,750,000.
That is a good goal.
I think we're on track for that. We're at about 350 already. So,
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, that's okay. We're fortunate we have a lot of great sponsors that help us make that
happen.
That's
awesome. And you can make a difference, too, by just going to joeysong.org and make a contribution, perhaps bid on an auction item. But more importantly, you want to buy some tickets.
Yes.
Because there is some awesome shows coming up here for the Freezing. This is the first Freezing Man Music Festival, Mike.
Yeah.
Let's talk about January 8th. This show is at the Majestic. It's going to be the Know-It-All Boyfriends.
Yeah. So. Boom. So that's kind of, we're getting back to the roots, right? This is what it used to be was the KIAB, the Know-It-All Boyfriends, would do a 90-minute set, and they'd do all sorts of covers, and it would just be the five or six of them. And then as it slowly progressed, they've turned into a backing band. And, you know, I mean, Duke used to sing five songs, and now Duke plays bass on two. And so they had said, can we get back to the roots? So I'm gonna give you guys a Max Inc. exclusive here. So almost all of the artists are going to be in town on Wednesday, even if they're not performing. So I would suspect...
We're going to Jenna's, right?
I can't tell you that.
After the Majestic.
Most of them will be around that night. So I would guess that the KIAB show will probably be a little bit more than that on Wednesday.
Fine.
But that's what that is, a back-to-basics rock and roll show.
Okay.
It's a heck of a way to open the festival on January 9th. This is a great lineup. This is going to be at the Sylvie here in Madison. Letters to Cleo, Portugal the Man, the Nielsen Trust, Terry.
I'm ready.
Yeah, it's a great... First of all, Portugal the Man has just taken Madison by storm. I've had so many people that weren't... of, let's say, our generation, who weren't aware of that other than the song that was on every commercial that there was about 5 or 6 years ago. And they have just stolen everybody's hearts. They're such amazing musicians and such kind people. And they're also in the epilepsy fight. They have a daughter with a serious, and they have a foundation.
So
we'll talk
personal.
More about that there. And then, of course, well, Kay and Letters to Cleo are unbelievable. They had great hits back Here and Now and all that other stuff. Kenny Hoopla is a guy from... He lives up in Appleton now.
He's awesome.
He's amazing.
Yes.
Again, I didn't know anything about him, but half of the KIAB are from Appleton. So Frank and Alex and Corey, all those guys said, you got to get this kid
That's
done.
So
He's
good.
Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. And then you've got, all I have to say is Rick Nielsen. And that, no offense. No offense to Miles, Dax, Kelly, Adam, Fast Dave, but when Rick Nielsen's on your stage, you're set.
Well, we always claim them anyways, Wisconsin. And it's interesting, you talking about Kenny Hoopla being from Appleton. This really is becoming a statewide festival involving people from everywhere.
We're trying to actually make it more of that as well. So if anybody's got Justin Vernon, Bon Iver's telephone number, let me know. We'll work through that. But
this is awesome. We're running a little short on time, so let's get to the last couple of shows here. January 10th, I love this lineup here. The Silver Sun Pickups.
Yep.
Vicky and Debbie Peterson from the Bangles and Friends.
Yeah, and joining them will be Kelly Deal from the Breeders. And Gail Greenwood from Belly and a few others, too.
Nice. Eve Six, Belly, and of course, Hodgins and White Wisconsin Cheese Capades.
So that's the comedy thing. That's Joel Hodgson from Mystery Science Theater, and Wayne White's the guy guy that did all the puppets for Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Oh.
And has done a couple music videos. And so they've got a whole 2-hour show of skits and all sorts of stuff that they're doing. Yeah, specifically for this. It's not playing anywhere else.
You said at High Noon they are
going to be there. Yeah, they're at the High Noon, and that's on Friday.
Got it.
And then the big one, and I'll do this as fast as I can, I promise. All these are kind of straight up normal rock and roll shows. Saturday, if you're only coming to one, come to Saturday because all these various artists that we've talked about all hang around, plus John Resnick from the Goo Goo Dolls, Steve Porcaro from Toto, a bunch of other folks are coming in, and they all play together and do, it's like the world's greatest live jukebox, right? So we've got all, Butch and all these names, and they all stick around on Saturday and play I've seen the set list, AC/DC and Mott the Hoople. And
this
all
has to be so fun for them, too.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's the appeal. That's why everybody keeps coming back.
Well, you said words out. Yeah. And now there are musicians that were like, please let me come and play.
Well, and that's how Eve 6 came, because they're friends with Chris from Fountains of Wayne, and so yes, we're very, very fortunate. Our artists have huge hearts.
And the cool thing about it, if you buy a ticket and go to one of the shows on the 8th, 9th, or the 10th, that price, where I understand on the website, also includes the big show on the 11th. Is that correct?
No.
I was all hopeful there.
There's a whole logistical reason for that, but no. But we would encourage you to come on the
11th.
Okay. Yeah.
Yep. My apologies.
Yep. That's okay. I can't keep it straight all the time, Jimmy, and I live it, so...
It's joeysongs.org. I mean, that's where you get all the information.
That's where you can donate, buy tickets. You can bid on all these auction items. Ooh. You don't have to be present to win. Mm-hmm. That's important as well. So,
follow along on Facebook, Instagram.
All the socials.
Yep. That's how I, like, Terry did something. And then I was like, oh, follow that. Oh, my God, look at all these artists.
Yeah, yeah. There's some great surprises coming. Trust me.
Awesome.
Yep.
Michael, thank you for doing what you do. Congratulations. This is going to be a great music festival. Yeah, it's the first year of Freezy Man. Once again, like Rob said, if you want more information or to buy tickets to any of the shows, you can do that right now at joeysong.org.
Yep.
Michael, have a great evening. Thanks for coming in, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Always awesome.
Super excited about this.
Have a great couple of shows. Wow.
Yeah, we'll see.
This is the Know It All Boyfriends, and their song, Ramp It Up. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media.
Time. 'Cause we ain't got time. never forget the day that I found you. I was nervous but confident, you were nothing to fear. But then my whole world was shaken. Now you had taken my armor away. Feeling crushed, feeling broken, and then cut wide open, now they run exposed. Fill my veins with poison to kill you. Burn my skin where you touch me, you won't take me down. You won't take me down. I never asked to wear pink, I never asked to wear ribbons, but that's what I was given, and I wear them with pride. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger, and I'm stronger than ever. Oh, I'm stronger than ever in my ribbons and pink. Never, ever, ever alone in this fight. Feeling crushed, feeling broken, and then cut wide open, I lay raw and exposed. Fill my veins with poison to kill you. Burn my skin where you touch me, you won't take me down. You won't take me down. I never asked to wear pink, I never asked to wear ribbons, but that's what I was given, and I wear them with pride. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger, and I'm stronger than ever. Oh, I'm stronger than ever in my ribbons and pink.
Ribbons and Pink, the Prairie Flowers, Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. They're playing at the Eastside Club on February 9th. Go on, check them out. Hey, thanks to Michael Grove for coming in. Telling us all about Freezing Man Music Festival. It's happening next week, folks. Get your tickets right now at joeysong.org. They've got a double dip. 11-year-old superstar Paige Keebler and Rihanna Marie is coming in next hour. Right now, the lower fifth. You can see them at the Red Rooster on Friday, January 24th. It's their song, Hope. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media.
Hope now lift me up, now hold on to me. Hope now take away the things I don't need. For a while, before I take my final breath. Hope you're not leaving, hope you're all that I have left.
now take away the things I don't need. For a while, for I take my final breath. Hope you're not leaving, hope you're all that I am left.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are
Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jade, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country. Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I drew my brother's name one year and we went to the mall and I said, hey, while you're in there, grab me a Christmas card. We're doing the gift exchange later. So he walks upstairs, gets the card, hands it to me. I sign it, Merry Christmas. Love, Pete. And that was my gift to him that I made him pick out, pay for, and retrieve. He's like, you are the laziest, cheapest. It was absolutely beautiful.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. As President Biden gets ready to visit New Orleans in the wake of that deadly truck attack on New Year's Day, authorities there are out with some new details about the explosives found on Bourbon Street, which the FBI believes were put there by the driver of that truck.
According to the FBI, there were many things that could have made this even more disastrous, including the fact that one of those IEDs in a cooler that he placed at an intersection, a bystander unknowingly grabbed that cooler and moved it a block. They also say that this suspect had a remote detonator with him in the truck. They believe he tried to detonate it and failed, they say, because he's unfamiliar with explosives. But they also say it was still possible that they could have gone off and likely would have had the suspect not been killed in the shootout with law enforcement.
ABC's Trevor Ault reporting from New Orleans. Three-hour epic The Brutalist takes home the award for best drama at the Golden Globes. Emilia Perez won the best musical or comedy category. This is ABC News.